We were there, I think it was around the 16th of December. The weather was the coldest in their history. It was into the, in like 15 above zero with a 20 mile an hour wind blowing all the time. And first, we had no proper clothes. We were basically not equipped because we originally wasn't supposed to go over there. We were supposed to go south in the Pacific area. We had guys that was freezing, had frostbite, didn't have proper shoes. Our jackets were definitely not for that area. And you couldn't dig a foxhole because it was froze. And then the Germans were firing those 88 millimeter guns. And we was into the big woods with a lot of big trees. Basically, what they were doing was cutting the top of the trees out, and they were falling, killing soldiers as these big trees would fall on the guys. You either had to hide under your or get under your half track out of the road of them, or their trucks or whatever was available there, or you was just as apt to get killed by one of them 6-8 inch branches falling on you. And we had soldiers that were wounded. A lot of them were wounded, you know. And we had some soldiers had minor wounds, and they didn't have no place to put them until they could get them in off the combat area out into where the Red Cross would be to pick them up. And they would put them underneath the half tracks of the trucks. And then there was case after case when they pulled them back out, they were froze to death. They didn't die of their wounds. They were just frozen. I seen this in person, so I know it actually happened, that they could pick a guy up and he would be stiff. And that's the condition what we were fighting under. I mean, we fought two wars. We fought a war on cold and the enemy.
If I could ask you, when you came across your fellow soldiers who, you know, were suffering so much, and how did you deal with that? Did you just keep going? Did you try to help? How did that make you feel?
Yeah. We weren't just soldiers. We were human beings. You cared for your buddies, your people, you know, your guys that you were with. They were your guys that was with you since the beginning of your time in the service. They were brothers to you. You didn't look at them as, you know, as just soldiers. They were your friends and the guys you slept with and ate with and stuff like that. And whenever one of them got wounded or something, you took it to heart. I mean, it was hard.